God bless you all. May God bless you. One is missing to the call. Hallelujah. We thank God. I did not know that Brother Francesco knew about football, how it works. Myself, I completely forgot how football does work. Glory to God. The Lord is really wonderful and is about to come. All the signs are telling us that He is about to come. And when we see the spiritual part, we can say, Lord, keep us and let us walk in the way for us to be ready, because we don't know where you will come. We heard a lot of things, and it's right. We believe that the church has to take the right form. Church, I'm talking about the organism, not the organization. Today we continue to speak about the adoption, and I'd like to talk about testimony or witness. Is how God has brought us, all of us, those who receive this revealed word, those who have received the seed of the word of God, how God has brought us to be true witnesses. We have not to forget that we are the salt of the earth. Eyes are above us, and all the eyes are toward the church. For this reason, the church is maltreated. But God is defending His church. He started defending it from Genesis, and also today He's doing the same thing. And to be a witness is a great blessing, because the testimony is putting us in the body of Christ. May God bless all those who are online, all those who are connected. May God bless them, also the translators, and all those who will listen. Let us stand and let us sing a chorus. Number 331. In that fatal hill, I look at you by faith. That cross that speaks about love, in that cruel wood, you've been crucified for me. That's offered. That sacrifice that washed my heart. Now I look at Jesus. At the cross, He shed His blood. At my place, He been And He gave me the glory from heaven. That cross for me is a souvenir, a remembrance of love. a voice of blood and sufferances. And that voice is telling me that one day he being crucified and he died for me, Jesus Christ, for me, a sinner. Now it's dark in the heaven, in the fatal hill. Everything disappear in this darkness. But in the other side of the veil, there is a celestial light, and the victorious Jesus Christ appear. Now I'm looking at Jesus Christ. In that cross, he shed his blood. At my place, he been trafficked. He been pierced. In the cross, he shed his blood. At my place, he been pierced. And the heavenly glory he gave me. Hallelujah. Even though the words they've been changed, but we can't say it's just about grace. We can say we did not do nothing to deserve something, but God has given us everything freely. He took my place, he took your place at the cross. At my place, he been pierced, and the glory of the heaven he given to me. There are a lot of stars in the heaven, but not all the stars are lightning or shining in the same way. But at the end, every one of us will shine in the way God has given him. Let us bow our head and let us believe that he is in our midst. Let's pray also for the brothers that are missing. May God fulfill his work, because the work is. May the Lord bless our brother and touch him, because we need to be touched. And this is also, is again grace. Lord, we are bound down our head before you. As you are still looking today, those who are worshiping you in spirit and in truth, we coming with humble heart, and you seeking for humble heart, and you seeking for heart that will be surrendered to you. And this morning we are before you, giving you all the glory, giving you that honor, and worshiping you and thanking you with our heart for all you have done till this moment, and also for what you will be done to bring to fulfillment your work. No one will add nothing but yourself. You are going to take every soul that you have redeemed. Bless your church. Bless your people. Bless those who are missing today. And may once again today your hand be outstretched And may thy hand bless us and strengthen us. Thank you, Jesus, for you are still blessing us and bless your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Let's read some passages of the scriptures. We read in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. It is a word of exhortation. We start here, then we go in the Old Testament. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, steadfast. In my Bible, is saying unmovable. Immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, keep this wonderful word in your mind. And we read other scriptures. We can read also in Book of Numbers, chapter 13. Verse 17, we know that Moses, he sent the spies to go and spy the land to see how was the country. So we can read from verse 19. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities there be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in stronghold, and what is the land, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be of good courage, and bring of the fruits of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to the Hamath. And verse 24, the place was called the Brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from tents. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Now verse 26. And brought back the second part. They brought back word unto them, unto the congregation, and sweet them the fruits of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it flow with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. It's something special. It's wonderful. For this reason, I mentioned this small sermon of Brother Branham, witnesses or testimony. When they went to search for this land, it was for them like a testimony that God has told them the truth. And they went there to see that God had told them, I will bring you in the land where flowed milk and honey, the promise that God has given to Abraham in Genesis, in chapter 12. We can also read it. We can read it in the book of Genesis, where God has given a promise. Genesis. Chapter 12. From verse 1, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. God wanted to make Abram a blessing, and he became a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That was a testimony that they received. And when they went to search for the land, they have to brought back the witness to Moses what God has promised, the word that God has given to Abraham. For this reason, in the book of Corinthians, where we read before, the Bible say, be unmovable. There is a testimony that the church has to bring. There is a true testimony. And a witness is not a witness if he did not see with his eyes. You must see with your eyes. He must touch with his hand or with his fingers. If not, it could not be a testimony, a witness. If not, you are an intellectual witness, but not a true witness. And what God wants is to be a real witness. To put a brother or a sister in the plan of God, he must be a real witness, and he has to find his own place in the church. And this morning we heard it already, and also on Wednesday we talk about it. If you don't find your right place in the church, you cannot be a testimony. You cannot be a witness. A witness is when you find a place, exactly as Peter, James, and John, when they went in the Mount of Transfiguration, they've been witnesses because they've seen Jesus glorified. They have seen that bright white light that was glorious and wonderful. And when the light disappeared, they seen just Jesus. They did not have to make three tents, but at the end, it was just Jesus there. Just the Word. Just the Lord. And in 1 John chapter 1, we can read it. We can read it. 1 John chapter 1. So you need to have that witness. Not all of us we were with Brother Branham, or not all of us were with Brother Frank since the beginning. Not all were with Jesus Christ since the beginning. But the testimony came of the personal experience with God, because they've been attached with him since the beginning. That's thus said the Lord, because it's an experience, it's a true experience. When there is a true test, when there is a true experience, there is a true testimony. If not, it's going to be the intellect taking the place of the testimony. The testimony must be real. When the testimony become real, then things change, your life change, and your way of seeing, of doing, of walking, everything change. Hallelujah. Is it true? It's true. That's the truth. If there is no this real experience, it's just intellectual. They're just saying, you can say, yes, it's true, glory to God. But the testimony make me to act according to what I've seen. If there is not there, nothing can happen. First John chapter 1. We can see also in the book of Matthew 28:19, Jesus is saying, go and make of all the nation my disciples, baptizing them. And we know now, today, there it was written Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but today we have a revelation. We know the name is the name of Lord Jesus Christ. There's no religion. True disciple, among the disciples, there was not a religion, but there was a true testimony. There was a living life. What me and you, we have touched. In 1 John, we can read it. In 1 John, hallelujah, it is important, the scripture. First John, first chapter. That which was from the beginning, what we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness, and we swear unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. John could testify. So may each one of us, may God grant us grace for us to testify. To testify, we have touched the tree of life, and we have touched also the life. Not with the words. The words are useless. Brother Branham is saying, is clear about that. It's true that we have the brochures, but your life must present that testimony. Is your life that's declaring or showing that I've seen that land and it's wonderful. I truly see that land where milk and honey is flowing, where the hills, where there are brooks of water. It's something special. It's something beyond the nature. It's wonderful. Where yourself, after seeing, after knowing, you can transmit it to someone else. You can say, I've seen it, and it was like this. I've seen the true fellowship with Braden since the beginning. I've seen the true love of God. You can say, yes, I see it. And you say, I practice it. Is not the old Pentecost, the denominational church, but is the restoration of the tree of the bride, is the genuine truth. That's land, I've seen it. These 12 spies, after 40 days, those are men from each tribes, after seeing the land, they came back, they have completely seen. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of God. And today, the promise of God is valid as it was 2,000 years ago or 4,000, 6,000 years ago. It's the same promise. Hallelujah. It's a living life. And God has to grant us grace, has to help His church, has to help His bride at this end time to live the word. To live the words. To live the words. It was the promise that God has given to Abraham. And again, you can see here in verse 21, the way they describe this land. Can you describe this land? How was it? We read in the book of Psalm 121, talking about hills. But they are not just hills. They are valley. They are brooks of water. Psalm 1 also. There is a wonderful land. And one day we have to go and live there. We have to see it already today. Am I wrong? I have to see it by faith. And we have to see it today. And we cannot do as they have done, Israelites. They've been there, they've seen the giant, and they were scared. And they've been discouraged. In verse 24, the place was called the Brook Escort because of the cluster of the grapes which the children of Israel cut down from tents. And the Lord has given us an answer. The Lord has an answer. He has given them fruits to show them that this is the demonstration. I'm giving you these grapes to see that my promise was real. And these grapes, two persons supposed to bring one of them. This land was special. It was something glorious. It was the demonstration of what God has given them. It was a foretaste. And they went to Moses and Aaron after 40 days. 40 days, 40, the number 40 means trials. After 40 days, they went to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of Israel. And they give a confirmation that they were those fruits. Azusa Street, they've been fruits out of Azusa Street. The gift, they've been restored. The gift they were given. You have to pay attention. Here we can see Azusa Street. Verse 26. And show them the fruits of the land. Azusa Street, they show us that the Holy Spirit was there. The Holy Spirit was there. And what they have done out of this gift. They've been blocked in the denomination. They've been blocked in legalism. They've been blocked in the flesh. Because they have said, for us it's impossible to go in the other side. Is it right? Is that true? You see, they say it's impossible to go behind. It's impossible to continue with the work of God. It's impossible to do this. Because they were Amalekite. And in chapter 14, when the Lord let them go back, the Lord tell them, you do not want to challenge the Amalekite or fight the Amalekite, so it's okay, let's go back. May this morning the Lord grant us grace to to challenge or to fight with all our strength this Amalekite and to destroy all the works of the devil. Are you there? To destroy and to say, Lord, we have seen, we have tasted how you are good. We have tasted how you are wonderful, and we know what price we have, and truly you are our Savior and you are our leaders, and for you nothing is impossible. And if for you nothing is impossible, me, I'm not going down. I'm not going behind. Today, a lot of people, they're stuck in Azusa Street, and God has to grant grace to remove them from there and bring them in the promised land, and to show them that the promised land is wonderful, the message that God has given us. And also there, I put also in the book of John chapter 3 verse 3, when the Lord is telling to Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born of spirit and water. And he was asking, how I have to do it? But he said, you have to be born of spirit and water. The word without the Holy Spirit is nothing. The water is the word. Without spirit is a dry word. If God doesn't grant grace for the Holy Spirit to come upon the word or upon the water, it's going to be a dead water, a dead word. It's the Holy Spirit that moving you and giving you the desire to serve the Lord. Is that true? Because the Spirit came, the Spirit comes and anoints you, and he say, you are my son. Hallelujah. We can read also in the book of Luke 13. Luke 13, 22. Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in the straight gate. Strive to enter. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Why? Why they could not? Why they cannot enter? Because they have difficulty to get in. Because in Matthew, the Bible say the door straight is the gate, and there are a lot of called, but few chosen, few elect. And today what God wants to give us is this adoption and this position. If we go back in Numbers, we see they had everything, but something was missing to them. And for you, what was missing? It was faith. Faith was missing. Joshua and Caleb, they have that faith to get in. But all the others, they did not have faith. My disobedience, my negligence, I can call it like this. So not paying attention, so it's like negligence. My negligence is not hurting another man, but it's hurting God, because God has redeemed you. God has given his life, and he has granted you grace. He's the one who paid the price. You did not do nothing. Is that true? Amen. these words of, they were properly said for them to be exhorted, because they have received already the they receive already the foretaste. For this reason, God has given us, has to give us this glorious action of the Holy Spirit upon His church, the latter rain. But the anticipation, God has given up already. For this reason, today God wants still to confirm and to give us all what we need. And it's important to realize that in all the church ages, that this movement always been there. From Catholic, they took Luther, and it was a step forward. Catholic, they stood behind. Then after Luther, Wesley, the same thing. Then the message of Luther the seed of Abraham according to the promise, they believed the next step. They received sanctification with Wesley. Are you there? And they did another step forward. For this reason, God has given us a revelation, a great revelation. As David could say in Psalm 119, I hide your word in my heart, and I conserve myself, I keep myself, I guard myself from unbelief. Do not take. So I'm hiding myself from taking things slightly, and just the wise virgin are keeping this word in their heart. The wise virgin are those who have received this true message of Laodicea. The wise has received truly this message, and they are true witnesses. When there was that anointment above USA for this message, I have a book home. Also, those people who were not going in the church where Brother Branham was preaching, they were receiving miracle, and from their place they were receiving this anointment, and this anointment was pushing them to go toward this church. And they have they've been eyewitness, because the Spirit was there, and now this anointment of the end time message, where is it? Where is it? Are you feeling it around us? Is the same testimony is in the church of Jesus Christ, in the elect, in the body of Jesus Christ, where God has already given to each one of us each his place, as we heard before. There's no need anymore to tell to a brother, do this, do this, do this. There's no need, because you know that you are in your place, and you are acting according to the word of God to glorify His name, because you are His witness, because you have seen it. You have seen that land where milk and honey is flowing, and you've been blessed, and you have received the blessing of Abraham, where all the nation through him they've been blessed. We were blessed in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For this reason, this exhortation then come in 1 Corinthians. I'll go back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Well, it's a verse 58. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Here we can see something special. Brother is reading one verse here. There, amen. Amen. Your work is not vain in the Lord. If each brother or each sister could see years ago, I've been baptized in Lausanne. I've been witness of a lot of things, good things, bad things, but mostly good things. Today, for me, is the 48th year since God has called me. If I have to count, all that's been done, I don't know, we might need books to write it. It's as the Bible says, all the works that the Lord has done, it was not written, because he might need long books. But what does matter is that your reward, you will have it. It's not yet here, but you will have it. And so you have just to be sure that you will take, one day you will receive your reward. Even though if things are coming to pass in your life, sufferings and joy, according to the faith that God has given you. We can read in the book of Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servant and delivered unto them his good. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the herd and hide his Lord's money. Pay attention. Each one of us has received something. We all have received something. It's impossible that you coming to the world, you don't receive nothing. It's impossible. You might not see it, but from this morning, may God start May God help you to see that what He has given you as a talent or ability. We do not want to be the one hiding or digging and hiding the talents on earth, in the earth. As is written in the book of James, listening without doing or without putting in practice, that is what it's about. When you listen to the word of God and you do not put in practice, a witness is the one after seeing, he act according to what he have seen. Are you there? If I testify of what God has given really, and I'm living what God has given me, hallelujah. Are you there? That means God has put me truly in my place, and I found my place. Even if there is a demon from the hell who is coming and telling me that is not yours, as the devil has done with Christ when he came to say, it's written. Once God has shown you where you standing, where your place is, the devil cannot do anything. Because faith has already sealed you in that place, in that position. Thus say the Lord. Are you there? Hallelujah. May God bless us and bless our heart and also the heart of those who are listening. May the word that come out of the word be the word of authority. May we be conscious when we speaking, the word that comes out of our mouth be a word of testimony. A living testimony. We do not need anymore the blah blah blah, talking here, talking there. We do not have time anymore for that. It's finished. Jesus Christ is a reality. Gifts are real. The promised land is real. God has given us something glorious. He has given us a reign. It's something wonderful. It's something we can really live without having worries about tomorrow, about what we have to do, how we have to do it. It's true. We have thoughts. But we have to put everything or bring everything to the Lord. For everything to be submitted to Him. Everything, all must be submitted to Him. Your thoughts, everything must be submitted. For Him to make it straight. And you asking, Lord, is it right? Or it is according to the word of God? It is according to the scripture? We have to ask God. And that's man that's hide. That's hide the talents in the herd. There are a lot of scriptures. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckon with them. And so he that has received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered me unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou in the joy of thy Lord. Now verse 24. Then he which had received the 1 talents came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art an hard man. He knew that his Lord was an hard man, a man of character. An admin. Thou art an ad man, reaping where thou hast not sown. Is that possible for the Lord to reap where he did not sow? May God help us. What we sow is what we are going to reap. Amen. Either in the family, if that family is led in a manner, if I come to the Lord and I'm now a testimony or witness of the Lord, I have to make everything, to put everything, all things in the right place. If I don't do that, that means I'm not a witness. I have to take what I've done wrong and to make it right. I have to reorganize my life, not conforming to my flesh or to my thoughts, but I have to put everything under the word of God with experience that I've done with Christ, if I've done the experience. If not, it's going to stay the same. Watch out. Watch out. And may we realize it. What we have sown is what you are going to reap. You cannot have two fathers. It's impossible. One has followed you till you become aged, and now there's another father. The true father. My father, for a theory, he was a flesh father, but he was not the true father. In the book of Hebrews written so. They were correcting me when I was young, just for a limited time. But God is the one correcting us perfectly, completely. We cannot think anymore as my father was thinking, or as my father wanted things to be done. God has given us the guide, and our guide is the Holy Spirit. Are you there? I know what I'm saying. Since 48 years, I'm here, and I'm saying with all my heart, and it's been 48 years. Since that time, I put everything at his place, and I had to make everything properly at the place. And it's something serious if you have that talent and you don't put it in at work. Reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strayed. And I was afraid, and went I thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast thy his time. Can you give back the grace that God has given you to be the son of God? Can you push back the grace that God has given you, or like to give it back? Is it that possible to give back the grace that God has given you? Saying that, Lord, what you have given me, I don't know really what to do with, so now I'm giving it back to you. It's something serious. It's a serious matter. And his Lord, verse 26, answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reaped where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strayed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. You see the fruits. May God grant grace. May God grant grace. I did already a small part of the way. in my side, and I'm thanking God for the way I've done already with him, for the work. And it's necessary for us to take seriously the word of God. If not, it's going to be a religion. Well, do you want to live according to the religion or according to the experience you have with Christ? We want to live according to what God has put in our heart. Here in this parable, the bank, the exchanger here, what's the meaning of exchanger? Is the one who's managing. We heard this morning the trainer is the Holy Spirit. You have to say, I'm not able. Help me to do it. And who is able? Who is able to do it? Even the one who did 5 talents, then he make out of them 10. They were not capable to do it, but it was God giving them the capacity. We can read in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. For this reason, the Lord is exhorting us to work for our salvation. If you don't work for your salvation, how are you going to do? We have to work for our salvation. But you're asking, how can I work for my salvation if God is doing everything? Yeah, it's true. God is doing everything, but God is giving you the doing and the will. It's written. We are going to read it. Verse 12. Chapter 2, Philippians 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye always obey, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Is it written? Hallelujah. How can I work for my salvation with fear and trembling? It must be that submission, that surrendering of yourself to God. Then we read another scripture. 4, verse 13. For it is God which working in you both to will and to do. Is God doing that? Is my God doing that? Without him, we cannot do nothing. Without him, you cannot do nothing. Hallelujah. For it's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For he's doing that for him to be happy, for his pleasure. Because we have to please our Father, the one who has regenerated us in Jesus Christ. Is that true? We want to please him. The Father can say, "Hear my beloved Son. In him, I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Here is where the word take its form and is being realized with power and authority, and no demon of the hell can do nothing. And they cannot win. The church of the living God, as he has built it upon the rock, upon the revelation, the door, the gates of hell, they cannot win against it. Hallelujah. Let us be strong in faith. Let us be strong in the Lord. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. In the book of Corinthians, for therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in work, in the work of the Lord. We can read also in book of 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter 4, 17. Hallelujah. It is an important word. You see, since the message since the Lord has spoken to Brother Branham in 1933, when the Lord talked to him about the preparation of bride, since that time, and I'm telling this in the name of the Lord, the judgment has started. Since that time, the judgment has started from the house of God. Yes, you believe that? Since that time, that day, after the message, it was, you can see in the book of Ezekiel 9, after the message was pronounced or announced from God, since that time, the judgment then started. They have to put the mark upon those who were mourning. And why they were mourning? For the abomination that's it could be for Israel, for the, and since that time the judgment has started. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not to the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? It must start from me. And when it starts from me, there's a word of the passage of the scripture where it's saying you have to see yourself if you are in faith. In 2 Corinthians 13:5. We can see it here in 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 5. Examine yourselves. Examine yourself, Franco. Examine yourself whether ye be in faith. If I am in faith, you have to do your own experience. This word is our. We have to have experience. We have to know how it is. We have not to see just the things of the word. We have to see. We have not to see what you can say. I have to relax or enjoy. There is time for everything, my friends. But it's right. But you have to examine yourself. You have to have experience. You have to check yourself. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. The reign of God, where is it? Is within you, because it's in you, is not out. Outside there are other people, is but him is inside. You have to check to yourself. Me, Franco, I'm acting as the according to the faith. Am I living according to the to faith, or according to the denomination of or either the word? I have to ask to myself this question for myself to be anchored in Christ, anchored in the presence of God. So when he will call me, I'll be ready to do. We read another scripture. That is sanctification, be in peace with everyone. You must have that sanctification, because without sanctification it's impossible to see God. Sanctification means that you have to be saint. Saint how? With a crown in your head. Your actions, your testimony, your position, the position that God has given you before the foundation of the world. God has given it to you. You have it. Take faith and bring it out. Act according to faith. Glorify the Lord. Act according to faith. Just in this way, is without faith you cannot please God. Please to God. And it's normal. If you don't believe, or if you are not in the will of God, then things are coming in your life. They are strange. And this I'm telling you according to my own experience. When something happened to me, I'm wondering to myself. I say, but Lord, why this thing happened? Why there is still this? Then I come in myself. I close my eyes. And I'm asking you to see, to do it, and to see your life. And God is going to see you, to show you exactly where something is wrong, where you have to pull right. Do you have strength to do that? Do you have courage to do that? In your room, you just close your eyes and you ask, my Lord, why this thing is still there? What am I doing? How am I walking? That's the meaning of this verse 5. Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. And it's important. Now I pray God, verse 7, that ye do not evil, nor that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, that we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Amen. Amen. Without truth, the devil cannot do nothing. And may God help us and grant us grace to ask ourselves, to say, am I in? And after consulting myself, to saying, Lord, there is something wrong there. And I pray for God to give me authority to do what I have to do. So then everything is going to be right. You start putting right things in your house, at church, everywhere. Sometimes we're acting with our intelligence. We're doing things with our intelligence. And our intelligence is departing us from the will of God. It's bringing us in the permissive will of God, not in the perfect will. But what we need today is the perfect will of God for us to be put perfectly in His plan, and to serve Him in spirit and truth. To serve Him without any opposition, without any distraction. Hallelujah. May God bless us. This is a wonderful word. I wanted to read other scriptures. There are scriptures. Let's read in the book of Hebrews 12:14. Here there is a wonderful passage. It's a special passage. We want to be a true witness. Hallelujah. Merci, Seigneur. Follow peace with all men. We read this morning in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Be in peace with everyone. So it's like you have to make an effort to be in peace with everyone. How am I doing this effort? Is by myself? If you're doing it by yourself, you can do once, you can do it two times, you can do it three, but after that. But if you enter in peace yourself, you enter into peace yourself, so you can be in peace with everyone. Even though in this life there are trouble that's come, but you'll be in peace. As is written, we know all things they work together for the good of those who love God. God cannot permit something to take place without any means, but it's always for His glory. It's like with the blind, when the disciple, they ask him the fault. Is he blind for the fault of his mom or his father? But Jesus had told them, it's for God to be glorified now. Amen. May God, hallelujah. May God make us becoming word against this elect. The devil cannot do nothing. Without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Let's be sober. Let us watch over these things. We have not just to cut the grass, but you have to go down deep and remove the roots. Then the herb is not going, the grass is not going to grow anymore. I know a little bit the herb, and after you remove the roots, the grass is not going to grow anymore. May God help us. Let's read another scripture. As we read before, there's a final judgment. As we read in 1 Peter 4, we can read it in the book of Revelation 22. In book of Revelation 22. From verse 10. There are wonderful things that God is confirming His word. Still this morning is doing it for us to be the true witnesses, the testimony or the witnesses that's looking just in Jesus Christ, not to themselves. The one who is hungry, we read this scripture on Saturday, we read this scripture on Friday evening. Love your enemy. It's not easy. But if Christ is in you, if the testimony of Christ is in me, I can see that that thing is not right, but I love my enemy. When you love your enemy, if he's hungry, you're giving him food. If he's thirsty, you are going to give him water. No, because he's your enemy. This is the new covenant. It's the restoration. It's not the carnal law of the Pharisees, because they were still saying, you did wrong here, you did a mistake, come down from the pulpit. they don't know nothing about forgiveness. They do not know about grace. Denomination doesn't give a chance to other people. So if you have done wrong, you have to pay for it. Jesus said, to me, vengeance belong to me. Your business, your work is to give to your enemy food or water when he's hungry or thirsty. That is our testimony. May God has to give us grace. Let's read the scripture from Revelation 22, verse 10. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at end. May God gather his people. May God gather his small flock under one spirit, under one direction. Are you there? May God gather his flock, not just here, but his flock everywhere. May God die. Because time is at hand. And he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work. I am Alpha and Omega, and the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life. And may enter in through the gates into the city. If today we believe it by faith in that city of light and pearl, as in French they say, ville de perles de lumière. We believe by faith, but soon we get in, we enter in. Time is at end. God has promised it, and it is his promise. And that promised land, there is a third exodus, as Brother Bernard explained. We are in the same boat. We are getting towards the promised land. We have already tasted how it's good and how it's wonderful. Lest there be any fornicators or profane person as Esau. Amen. So the brother read the next verse. The bride and the spirit say, come, Lord. Verse 17. And the spirit and bride say, come. Do we have this position where God is speaking to us, he's giving us instruction, where he's giving us the will and the do to do what exactly me and you have to do? He has sent his angel. He has sent Elijah to restore everything. I put myself in there. If me and you, we are not in our place, the Lord is still waiting for that. So we cannot work for our salvation with fear and trembling. You see the exhortation. May God bless our heart. May God strengthen us. That strength that's the strength that came from human being, not that strength, but the strength from the Holy Spirit. And God is going to do it. He's going to do it. We have just to claim it. We have just to knock at the door. Is that true? It's the truth. Hallelujah. It's right. That's the first place. Is to be given to the Lord. In your life and in my life. Whatever what's happened around us. You have to say, Brother Franco, for you it's easy. You pass already years. You are already good. You don't need nothing more. Inside me, there is still something that I don't want to do. Some stuff you could tell me you can still do this. We are still here in the world, but I'm telling you that we have to give the first place to the Lord. And if God seen that desire in you, is going to act, is going to come, and is going to establish his dwelling place in you, and he will say, this is my beloved son in whom I well pleased. May God bless us. Let us stand up. Let us walk by faith. We have realized and we come to know and we have believed that the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song. Song number 343. This is my story. This is my faith. All the glory to Christ my King. Here he is, the story of my faith. All the glory to Christ my King. Jesus is leading me. I do not have worries. The evil is challenging me, but I will win. The Holy Spirit is supporting me and is showing me all is good. Here is my story. Here is my faith. All the glory to Christ my King. Here is the story of my faith. All the glory to Christ, my King. I submit myself to my Lord. In His love, while I'm waiting for Him, I look above till Jesus will come in glory. Here is my story, here is my faith. All the glory to Christ, my King. Here is my story, the story of my faith. All the glory to Christ, my King. Hallelujah. May each one of us tell his story, and may it put it before the Lord. Those who are listening and those who will listen, may each one has a truly experience with God. It is not because the years are passing, but it's about experience with the Lord. I believe with all my heart. It must take place this. We have to take position for Christ, and we have to tell our stories to be witness of the wonderful grace of Jesus Christ, where we did not just touch the garment of His dress, but we have touched the Word, the living Word, the true Word. A lot of people did not recognize it, but all those who have recognized it, He has given them the authority to become son and daughter of God. You believe them? I believe, yeah. We have this certainty in our heart, this position against the against the adversary of our brethren, for everything to be submitted to the authority of the Word of God, to the gospel, to the salvation, and to the glory of God. Yes, Lord, once again we're bowing before You, and we believe fully with our heart to Your promises, to Your Word. And we believe that this morning You have spoken to our heart, to my heart. And we want to be a true witnesses of Jesus Christ, where that fire is burning for the world to see that we are Your witness. Where here is how they will recognize You, when they see that love in us. Lord God, help us. Come in our midst. Come in the assembly of the saints. Glorify Thy name and give us that necessary faith to remove everything that is in us, not for Your glory, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be the true witnesses, the genuine witnesses. Yeah, Lord, great grace, come and walk in our midst. Glorify Thy name. Your Word is wonderful. You are a living God, and You are walking and walking everywhere. You are getting Your people, and You're putting them under Your authority. You are teaching Your people for them to depart from all kinds of false doctrines, false prophet. Yes, Lord, You are doing it. You are doing it now. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for Your blessing. Thank You for You have strengthened us. We are giving You praisings and thanksgiving. May You go where the brethren are, those who are missing, may you touch them. May your Holy Spirit be outpoured. Oh, Jesus, you are the truth. You are the powerful one. You cannot change. And you have shown us all along these years, you have shown us you are Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And at this time, you are the same you were yesterday. Thank you for the youth. May you give them this inner strength, inner power, for them to know that you are the one calling them, you are the one speaking to them. And may they surrender ourselves to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, grant grace. Glorify thy name, this wonderful name. Those who are listening to us everywhere, may be a renew of the Holy Spirit, something new, a refreshment, and a new departure for us to be steadfast at the place where you have put each one of us. Is you the one putting us in our place? No man can telling us to be here or there, but you are the one doing that. Outstretch your hands and let to my brother's heart to know their position, for them to serve you in spirit and in truth. They've been the pit of Jacob. They've been blessing here, there. But today, you are looking for the true worshiper, those worshiping you in truth and spirit. You are God, our Lord. Come in our midst. Come in our midst and glorify thy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you have done and what you are doing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.